This is some of the things that have gone on this last year. For those of you that may be visiting with us or new to the congregation, you may not know me. I'm Steve Taylor. And Candy and I, my wife, we have been working in Ghana, West Africa since 2001. And so we always like everyone to see what, you know, the work that's going on. Especially congregations that support us, we like for the people to be able to know where their money's going to. And so it's good to see everybody tonight. I know that Candy and I are glad to be back. We fought with the flu, and yes, Candy had it too. We both had it. And so, you know, it was close enough to time when you're wanting to fly or needing to fly, you don't want to be sick. So the Lord took care of us, and we are much better. And so, again, thank you so much for your support for the work in Ghana. I know that the church supports us as well as individuals. We are grateful for that. And the people that work with us, Mr. Dre Sue and Timothy Niligrini and these other people, they are very grateful for the help that you give. And they may not be here to be able to tell you that. And some of them are not Christians. Some of them are Muslims. But they do really appreciate the things that we do, because it impacts the community. And as John Colgan and Steve Carr from West Hop Street will be able to verify, when you go to the regent, who's the acting king of the nation of Dabang that we live in, and there he's singing your praises, it makes you feel better. It's like I told the guys, it's better to let somebody else toot your horn than to toot your own. So we're grateful for that. Also, if you happen to see me sniffling and wiping my nose, please don't worry. I am over the flu. My blood pressure medicine tends to make me have a runny nose. So don't worry, you know, I don't have the klutch as far as I know. So anyway, I'm going to give Mike an opportunity here to get things rolling, and then I'm going to talk and tell you some of the things that are going on. Everybody likes to know what's going on in the village. This particular man that's sitting down is the chief. You know, he doesn't look like one, but he is, and he's a very important man. The buildings that you see around this particular tree right here is a baobab tree. They grow very strangely. They grow up like a clump and then grow into a tree. All of this that you see laying out is are grasses that have been cut that they're going to use for making the thatch roofs. They're drying those out. The area right here is a bathhouse, and so you've got a little trough coming out there. They're trying to keep the hogs from getting in there. You know, pigs really love to get into that mess. If you need to floor your compound, this is a job for the women. Oh, ladies, don't you love that? Everybody's out there now. They're actually singing, and they have a song. And what they're singing is, if everyone is sitting down, who will do the cooking? And so they get out there. It's gravel. They also use cow dung mixed in with water. This little guy, he's just playing with a bag of dirt. You know, if you don't have much, you use what you have. And so this little guy, they found him some tin cans, and so he's trying to make himself a toy. When you talk in the Old Testament, you know, talking about Gideon, where his father had that sacred grove, this doesn't look like anything special, but this is an altar to a god. And that was the type of grove that he cut down. This is a hog house. Pigs are sitting there. One pig, he's enjoying himself. He's that old rough side, and, you know, he's just scratching his back. He's enjoying himself. Another wooden trough that is laying around that they were using to feed the hogs with. You can see it's hewn out. Kids are used a lot in the labor of the family farm. These kids are shelling corn. Pardon me. Now, it's very difficult to see. It's going to pan in here to where you can actually see this area right here. This is actually a depression, a hole. This is a well that was hewn out. You can look down in the hole. It's no telling how many hundreds of years that this well has been in existence. It may even be in the thousands. They have the kids to go down and clean these out. They use a stick that they'll put down in that hole so that the kids can sort of get a foothold on to be able to walk down that stick and get back up. Everybody's needing a ride. And so this was at one of the gas stations in Yendi, where the town that we live in. You can see what can happen if you have an accident and that truck falls over. There's a lot of amputations, especially with the legs and arms. The pipe that's sticking out, this is a grinding mill. It's a diesel one cylinder. And you can hear it, you know, poop, 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 poop. And so every village grinds their corn, and that's what this is corn that they're grinding to make their TZ. This guy stands there very patiently and runs it through that, and it's all nice and dusty. A lot of different buildings. This big basket is a woven basket. And you could put a man in there. I mean, they actually put grain. That's where they'll cover this with cow dung, and sort of waterproof it. And that's where they'll keep some of their grain in. They like to keep it up off the ground to keep the rats out. The cattle are being sheltered here every night. They take these cattle and tie them usually by the horns. And it's really difficult to see with this lighting. You might be able to see just a little bit of smoke coming up here. They're burning this cow dung. And the reason why they burn the cow dung is to help keep the flies down off of their cattle. Now, you can really see that one. It's really burning. Remind you a little bit of what the Kidron Valley, you know, around Jerusalem area. Now, this is an interesting guy. This guy, he does pedicures. And this old woman, I mean, it's no telling how long it's been since she's had a pedicure. And you could see him, he was jingling that. What that was actually a piece of rebar that they've worked. But he jingles to make a bell to let people know. And he's sitting there scraping. I mean, if this was a diabetic nurse or somebody, they would have a come apart. They claim that this is soap, but the bottle that he's using is machine oil. So, you know, we'll just wait. The jury's out on that. And this old lady, Candy needed the pedicurist to do someone. So Candy paid for this pedicurist to do this work for. And, of course, the old woman, she was happy being able to get that done free. And he is none too easy on cutting off these toenails. And you may think, some of you may cringe, and you may. Candy and I have been over there long enough now, we've gotten so used to things, and we don't mean to gross you out. But it's just the way other people live. Now, these are weavers. They're usually younger guys that are apprentices. In the South, they make the kente cloth. This is the version of the northerner's cloth. And they make these into long strips. And he's got a shuttle that he's working back and forth. He's using his, you know, the small pedals, foot pedals on the bottom. Now, everybody has a job to do. This particular young kid is spooling the thread to use for those the weavers. These two guys are playing a worry. That's what they call it in Ghana. Other places in Africa, they call it Mankala. But they play fast. And boy, they play for blood too. You can see how quickly those are seeds that they're using. This is a good contrast of what the dry season looks like. Pardon me. What you actually see here, this is the dam area at around Kupanga. Kupanga, we don't usually put our hands into building dams and things like that, but we had a couple that had given us some money, and so they said that we could use it where we needed it. Well, the village, this is the village where Brother Divine lives, and he has a school there that's Church of Christ School, and they don't have any water. Water is a really big problem there. So they hired a bulldozer to come out. This is that same place now. This took place last year. About this time was when they were building the pond or dam. They even now have a crocodile in there with some fish. So it's a big benefit to the whole village because they have a water supply for their animals. They have a water supply for themselves. The school has a water supply. Now then, you get into some interesting things. This is a platter of smoked fish. Smoking is one of the ways that they're able to keep things, you know, a lot longer than what, because they don't have any refrigeration. And so smoking fish is one of the ways that they do that. These two guys are sitting in the village. These are yams that have been boiled. It's a lot like a potato. And then hot sauce that they were eating with it. This is a bow fruit. It's spelled B-O. And it's sort of like a donut. It has nutmeg in it. It's not sweet. Ghanaians don't eat a lot of sweet things at all. And that's the basket. This was a lady that is just down the road from us, and when we go walking by, we stop to photograph it. And she's making, notice she's got a real handy way of making those balls. She's putting that down in the grease. This is something different. This is koshi. This is a soybeans that is ground up, and they mix some spices in with it, some hot pepper, put a little bit of oil in there. She's mixing it up. And then that is put also in the grease, and you'll see it here in a second. She's got her pan right here in the foreground, and she'll spoon that in, and it's a great source of protein, plant protein. They just can't afford meat. Meat is very costly. And so especially with children, plant protein is just as good as animal protein. And so koshi is a very good breakfast food for kids or any time. Now, you've heard us talk about the coolie-coolie-ism. Well, this is coolie-coolie. The lady is rolling it out on a board. And I'm sorry, I know you can't see it very well. But it's the byproduct after they have gotten the oil out of the peanuts. And, oh, thank you. And so she picked those up to show it to us. And this is what we give the kids when they come in to the child center. It's a great protein. Great protein for the kids. They're sitting there. This is Mr. Dresu. He's picking up this fan. He's trying to show you, you know, that's a piece of plastic. You know, that their fans are usually made of woven grass. Well, this lady, you know, she's uptown. She's got a plastic one. They'll call it rubber. And then when the coolie-coolie is finished cooking, they put it here and let it rest and get it prepared. Now, more food. This is fufu. Now, you don't see the heads. One of these is Timothy Nellegrini right here. This is also John and Chola. They had prepared. One of the other brothers. But anyway, they had fixed some food for us, and so we were dipping it. Now, I don't care where you go in this world, you're going to find folks that love their booze. And at living in a country where they are and they don't have a lot, getting alcohol, it's still there. This is the coil that 55-gallon drum was where they cook it, and then they run it through this water in this coil, and then here on the side is the copper tubing where it runs out, and that's where they get their alcohol. I'm thinking, my goodness. Oh, yes, the infamous rat. This is rats that are caught around the compound. Now, Nazo caught this rat. And so, did somebody say, well, oh, maybe I heard myself. But anyway, Nazo is making a fire. Because what he's going to do is he's going to singe this rat. He's got to get it smoked and get it singed. So, now, folks, remember, this is a people that they don't have meat. And so, he scrapes off the hair off of it. And this is the way that all of them do. Even children know how to do this. And so what he's done now, he's opened up the rat and he's put a stick through it and he arches that body so it opens up the inside and allows it to smoke it. Now then, it's been cut up. This is Nazo's wife, Amina, and she is preparing this meat to go ahead and she's frying it. Now, not a bit of this is going to go to waste. Not one bit. And so, you got to realize that, you know, they're going to use everything. Now, they make a stew that's got tomatoes in it, onions, some spices, always usually hot pepper. There's the tail coming out. Now, the workers were tickled to death. Candy told the workers, okay, if you'll cook this rat, we'll prepare all the ingredients and the rice. Well, this is Orosh. She's showing you how they typically eat. And so everybody got a portion. They got rice. Oh, everybody got meat. They enjoyed it. Now, folks, this is Mary and a mama. Mary is the one that's cooking, doing the cutting. This is the meat that we will eat. We've been to the market. We go there early. And we have to come back. You can see that it's still got the fascia on it, which is that silver skin on the outside. And all of this has to be trimmed up for us to even be able to enjoy one bite of beef. And so what happens is the beef that is so tough, we'll cube it, and then we grind it up into hamburger. This particular batch of meat was what we prepared when Steve Carr and John Colgan come from West Hobbs Street to do the seminar in late November. Now, we had a rug that needed to be washed. It was really filthy. So we took this over to the guy that does car washing. This green box that you see is his water supply. He'll have somebody that'll bring some water to him sometimes in the morning, maybe every day, maybe every other day. He does have a DeWalt pressure washer. Where he got his hands on that, I don't know. But we asked him if he could wash the carpet, and he said, well, he'd never done that before. But he said he'd try it. And he did quite a good job. This young lady is about 15 years old. Her name is Asana. Asana, in fact, Asana's probably older than 15. I'm saying 15. She was, my mother-in-law, Cindy Reynolds, was alive when Asana, she was one of the first ones that we helped that was crippled. She's club-footed. And so we went to her house. Her other wheelchair was in wretched condition, as we'd call it. And so we bought her a new wheelchair, and we took this over to her house and presented it to her and the family. And, oh, they were tickled to death to be able to get that. That's where some of your money that goes to the child center goes to. You can see how her feet are clubbed. This little guy is one that he's got a cleft palate and hair lip. His mother just dearly loves him. And so with the money that has been given to us to be able to help in times like this, we were able to send this mother and this little guy down to the south when they had some doctors that were coming in to do the surgeries. And we presented, you know, we're able to help them with transportation and food money. Now, this is when he came back after the surgery. And it may be difficult for you to see it in the back. It's not the easiest thing. But you can see there's nothing there now. It's closed up. And this is a Muslim lady. And she said that when she got back home, the family jubilated because the baby looked so wonderful. Sarash is demonstrating how the women will put a baby on their back and walk around with them. This is the traditional way. You can see, oh, she's happy. You could see she was waving her little hand. She thought she was going somewhere. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Yeah. Little poor thing, little does she know, she's not going anywhere. But they'll take that second piece of cloth and wrap that around, and you see it helps to unite the whole dress and makes them look very nice. And they tuck that up underneath, underneath the wraps. And, you know, they don't tie it in knots. This is also where the mothers, the ladies will carry their money, is also around in some of these, this second tie that she's pulling off right now. They'll knot an end of the cloth and put their coins in it because they normally don't have bills because they're too poor to have that. And then she slides that little girl off. She's looking at her. She's saying, why am I not going somewhere? One kilogram, or 1.2 kilograms, which equals to 2 pounds, 10 ounces. These are twins. And I'm going to be putting my hand down here in a minute to show you just how little those babies are. See, and I've got a small hand. And these babies would be in a Nikkei unit here in the United States. But these mothers, they strap them and carry them. It helps with the temperatures of the babies as well. We have other works that we do. This particular gentleman that we're coming to is Abdullahi Fushini. He was a policeman that was in an accident, lost both of his legs. And so we have helped him down through the years, starting even back with Royce and Cindy when they were there. This is Mr. Dresu in the green shirt that's just walking out. Of course, Abdullahi's trying to get himself, you know, looking presentable. This was he has a little shop, and so he needed more room, and so we brought that to him so that he'd be able to have extra room. His family loved it. Going to church, folks. These grasses, some of them can grow to 10, 12, 14 feet tall. And this is why our vehicles don't last very long. We try to take good care of them. The other place that we were going was Bitolato. This is Kapondi. You can see how tall that grass is. They're way back in the bush. The Bimbella Road, this was during the latter part of late September, early October. They're trying to work on the Bimbella Road, but the rains came so much that it just washed it out. The cattle are down there, getting them a drink. We're trying to decide how to get across this to make sure that it's not so deep. I'm glad to have my four-wheel drive pickup. We finally decided, the boys are coming over to show us where we needed to run our wheels. Hopefully we can believe them. And we did do it. You can see how we're bouncing through those rocks and coming up. We're still going up, up. If I had the old van, it probably would not have made it. I probably would have slid off. Going to Yangbong, which is another bush village. This, during the rainy season, is nothing but water. I mean, even back where we're at, I mean, you could go back quarter of a mile or half a mile and there's water. But you've got to go down through this to be able to get to Yangbong. It's cut off during the rainy season, and you can see why. And I mean, that's a deep old rut. Now, you can't hear this, but as that truck is going by, it's going blah, 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 blah. And we were worried. I was worried because I could see that the water was really, really deep. I didn't know, whether it was going to cover up the engine or not. Luckily, it's a diesel. You don't have to worry about it quite as much, but after a lot of stewing around and deciding, let's try it. So it's up to the doors of the pickup. And luckily, having the four-wheel drive, I was able to get through this. Now, folks, you going to come to church on Sunday morning doing this? There's the old pickup. We were at Bordeaux. There were some baptisms that needed to be taken care of, so we put everybody in there. This is some of them that are being baptized. Sort of like the old days when most churches didn't have baptistries. You went out here to the creek, and whether it was in the fall, winter, spring, or summer, you were baptized. A building that we helped to build at Napache, this congregation has been needing a building for years. They finally were able to get it. Now, it looks much better than this now, but that was roughed in, so you helped the congregation to put that up. This was at Nanjuni. These are some kids. They're having their kids' class, and these children are reciting books of the Bible. This little girl, The gentleman that you see here on the very far left, this is his daughter. This is Brother Moses' daughter. This little girl, you notice her little dress. I want you to make sure that you notice this. This is her Sunday dress. This little girl, she's just as cute as a button. And she was reciting the whole book of the Old Testament in her language. And she did it without a flaw in it. We were at Dooney. Now we're at another congregation. This is Pong Mong. Kids are out there. They're having their Bible class. We'd be complaining big time. Again, we're underneath. We're at Yangbong. That was where we were coming up through that deep, dry hole. And they don't have a church building yet. But I'm so glad to be out underneath the tree. It's so much cooler out there with that wind blowing. If you get into one of those smaller buildings, it is really hot. the church building at Jagerdoe. This is the village where Timothy Nellegrini's family is from. His brother, Daniel, works with the congregation here. And so they like their bright colors. We visited at Bung Bali. This is about 2 hours away from us. You can see they've got some of their artificial flowers. Those are that is one of the podiums that we made a year ago and gave to the congregations. You had an opportunity to be able to help with that. Again, this is going to be a baptismal hole and it's actually a hole trying to get, you know, be able to get down in there to get to the water. This is Brother Simone that is doing the baptizing, and you can see that green scum. It's not the nicest water to be in, but it's water, and it fulfills the command to be baptized in water. And as the sign says, and you can kill it back there, guys. As the sign says, we do appreciate the money, but more so we appreciate your spiritual and physical support. Folks, you don't do this kind of work and make it by yourself. This kind of work is done by the help of everybody. And that's the way the church is supposed to work. And that's why it's so important for you to see things like this. To be able to understand, you know, what you're doing. That's the mission of the church. And for you to be able to see it and know what's going on. No, you're not going to eat rats, and I know you're not. We don't expect you to. And by the way, if you want to see Candy's face when she eats that rat, you get one of the new DVDs that's out in the back, and you can get it, and you can watch her. So, nope, it doesn't taste like chicken. No, Marvin, it does not taste like chicken. I'd much rather have goat than to have this, and I didn't even try this. I love goat. But anyway, it gives you an opportunity to see your work, the Lord's work, in action. And that's what we've got to do. If you want to get fired up for the Lord, and I'm not here to be a church cheerleader, but I am here to tell you that if you want the church to grow, the mission work is where it's at. And even around in our own community, that's the mission of the church. Randy Baker's sitting back there. He knows what it's like. Randy's shaking his head. He's going to agree. Because that's the way it is. And I could stand up here and talk more. You've been very kind, and I'm not going to do that. I do appreciate you being so kind and listening and being willing to give me time to be able to bring this to you. Now, the purpose that we're here is to spread the Lord's word and to also give opportunity for an invitation. You know, that is a tradition that we have here in the States. It's a tradition that we don't have in Ghana about giving an invitation. It's not to say that it's bad or good. It is good. It's always good to give people an opportunity to be able to hear the gospel and to obey the invitation of the Lord. But I just want to let the Lord speak here. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30, it's the Lord speaking to all of us. And it's such an invitation that, you know, if you turn it down on Judgment Day, you're going to know you went the wrong way. The scripture says, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Living the Christian life is not an easy. The Lord's not trying to say that it's easy. But he's saying, I will help you with the load if you're willing to take that load. Why not do that tonight? If you haven't put the Lord on in baptism, why wait? You never know what's going to happen. You could be like me back in December and have a 99% blockage. You know, you never know when it's going to happen. Or you could also been baptized. You have put the Lord on in baptism, but you strayed away. Why wait? Why wait? As we stand and as we sing.